Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and guess what?
Are you ready?
I probably should listen to this song. I like the opening to this. I always have, but this is always a signifier. This always lets you know that today we're going to geek out with Zeke Stout. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, you're awful quiet all of a sudden.
I'm awful quiet.
Yeah, did you turn yourself down or something? I haven't turned
you
down.
Oh, wait. Is that better?
That's much more good.
Oh, I know what I did. I was trying to turn the headphones down, and I actually turned my microphone down. Good job, Steve.
Okay, well, that's what happens when you try to do this kind of stuff. Hey, listen, it happens to me all the time. Happens to me all the time. So Zeke and I were having this discussion the other day, and we were discussing, Jesse James and the guns he builds.
Yeah.
And he started telling me about some of the prices of some of the guns that Jesse James builds, and I started thinking to myself, well, holy moly, this is just a bridge too far. I mean, I've had some nice guns that pass by my way, and I mean, that's just, I've had some sponsors that have sent me some nice guns that have passed by my way, but I guess the question becomes, can a gun be too expensive to be practical? What do you think about that?
To be practical?
Yeah.
As in, would I carry it?
Yeah.
I think we're back to relativity, right?
Right.
You know, if I'm a multi-bazillionaire,
sure,
pretty much anything out there is practical. If it runs and it works. For me, I don't think I would carry anything over maybe $1,400, $1,500. Although I'm getting tempted to carry the Staccato.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people don't understand this until they go through trainings and stuff. They don't realize that if you end up in a shooting, even if it's justified, even if you are 100% in the right, and you get off in court, you're probably going to lose that gun. They tell you they're going to put it in the evidence locker until the case is closed.
Right.
But I have heard several stories where people did not get their gun back. So I'm not going to risk losing $3,000 to protect my life when I know a $600-$700 Starcraft pistol will protect my life just as well, if not more effective, you know. But like I said, that's relative. If I have a $5,000 gun and it's like $500-$600 to me because of what I make, which I don't make that, then and it runs good, which I've heard good things about Jesse James guns. I've heard good things about the Cavett guns. You know, then sure, rock that thing.
Well, I mean, like the Cabot guns, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Cabot built two pistols made out of meteorite.
Yeah, and those are the ones that I was kind of leaning towards because those are so cool. Yep.
Well, I mean, I wonder if they, like, one time I was at the Nighthawk booth, and they had built a one-off. And they were telling us that this was a gun that was never meant to have the hammer fall on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as we could tell, it functioned.
Okay.
But we don't know because we couldn't actually function test it. That would have been my thought. You know, is it a gun or is it a decoration?
So you run a huge risk as a company with that. You know, Nighthawk has a good reputation, so that's cool. But at that point, are you just making works of art? Which, in my mind, and I know you and I have had this conversation, there are tons of guns. I mean, I'm looking at the Jesse James Firearms website right now, and they're all works of art. They're gorgeous.
Sure.
But if I've got a work of art, it's going to hang in my house, or if it's super valuable, it's going to go in a safe. But Nighthawk is known for good, reliable guns, right?
Right.
And are they going to have a few one-offs that are art pieces that are never made to let the hammer fall on them? You know? And as a question, I don't know. But it's just kind of a weird space to get into. It's there for a reason. That means people are buying stuff.
Right.
You know?
They're behind. I mean, the last time I looked at them, they were behind. They were like a year behind on delivery.
Yeah, I'm looking at Cabot and Jesse James, and both of them have gun after gun after gun that's sold out or already sold because they're one off. But I mean, it's with anything collectible. If somebody builds a reputation and they're good at what they're doing, and they say this is a limited edition or this is the only one I will ever make, it's gonna be worth the money because people are collectors.
Right.
They're gonna hunt those down.
Well, you know, in terms of, and I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of custom guns too. In terms of what goes into a custom gun, it really just comes down to how much time is spent on it, right? How many hours goes into each one of these guns. And, the difference between a custom gun and a production gun is going to be fit.
Mm-hmm.
However, would you say that any production gun could be retrofit at any given time to get to a very proximate, same sort of footing as far as its fit to the custom gun?
To an extent, but there's going to be a point where it'll stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, you can customize it, you can work the fit and finish, you can tweak things, you can take the metal off here, metal off there, plastic off here, change the slide, but there's going to be a point where you pretty much just built the whole brand new gun.
Right.
If you're going to get to the level of some of these high end stuff.
Well, I mean, I look at the, like Nighthawk makes this gun called the Thunder Ranch Combat Special.
Mm-hmm.
Designed by Clint Smith. Very basic. It's almost a GI spec'd Nighthawk.
Yeah.
Best ingredients of any standard gun I've ever seen. But it's still a $4,000 gun.
Yeah.
Because it's a Nighthawk. And that gun right there, I would not be afraid at all to take out and drop all over the place and let it do all kinds of, do all kinds of things with it and put it through all kinds of tests. That gun, I have no problems with at all. And I'd imagine that you could do that with just about any Nighthawk. But see, I know a lot of people that have Nighthawks, for example, that buy them and they say, well, you know, I could carry it, but they never do.
Yeah. Sure.
So, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. MGS Trade School, this is where you can learn to be a custom gunsmith, or at least put down the foundation for doing this. MGS.edu, we still got the special going on right now. You still got that finance?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. The cost of entry is a lot less expensive right now. It's usually $299, and we're doing it for $99
down. $99 down. I mean, and you're getting into a trade school. This is a trade school. You're going to have a trade when you get done, a certification. And from that, you can continue to build on it. It's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. This is a reclassification, reinvention of yourself, mgs.edu. And if you do go there, and if you do make that trip, do tell them that Bill sent you. We're geeking out with Zeke Stout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Zeke Stout. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. And we're talking about, can a gun be too expensive to be practical? And you were talking about you might go to the Staccato. Now, the Staccato has been taken on by 1,200 different law enforcement agencies in the United States. And it is pricey, but it is also getting tested daily.
No.
Which one are you looking at? Maybe the one that you carry.
Was it the C2?
C2.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that right?
That, well, there's a C2 and a CS.
C2.
Okay.
I think it's a C2.
Yeah. Well, C2 is a very good gun. Yeah. It uses all the magazines that all the other guns use, so it's a very, very versatile pistol.
They make high quality things. Back to what we were saying before we went to break, it's all a financial responsibility thing too, right?
Right.
So if I make $100,000 a year, and I go buy a $10,000 gun, it's not going to be too bright of me to bang that thing around and take it out to range days and chunk it on the ground and treat it like a Glock or something like that, right?
Right.
But you see people all the time that they get doctoritis, I like to call it. That's where you hit that six-figure mark and you go buy a Lamborghini.
Sure.
So what? You know, and then they go and do burnouts in it. You really should only do that if the cost of that Lamborghini is like the cost of you buying a Nissan Sentra.
To you, yeah.
To you, right. And it's a responsibility thing. And to each his own. We live in America. If you want to go blow 10 grand and you only make 60 grand a year and you want to throw that gun across the gravel pit, I don't care. It's your right to do whatever you want with it.
Right.
Me personally, my opinion, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to judge anybody for doing it, but I wouldn't do it. That's why I'm kind of iffy about a Staccato, right? I'm not in a financial place where $3,000 being lost to defend, and that's the argument I hear all the time. Well, it's defending your life. What's that worth to you? That's priceless. Well, I know my Glock 19. I have taken it through lots of trainings. I know my 365 macro, I've taken it through trainings. I know they will defend my life, too. There's nothing about pulling out a $10,000 gun that's going to make the bad guy go, ooh, I won't kill you. and trust me, the majority of bad guys don't know guns that well.
Right.
There's a funny video. It's a guy that does this little stick up, but he's got like Nerf guns. And he's like, give me all your money. He goes, wait, is that the blah, 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 3,000? He goes, yeah, it is. And oh, did you get the red diamond? Oh, yeah, yeah. And they start geeking out to the gun that the robber has. And then he takes it, and then the robber pulls out another one, and then they geek out to that one. That doesn't happen in real life. It's give me your money or die.
Yeah.
There's nothing about a high-end pistol that is going to make it any better at defending your life. Now, back to the collector. If you're a collector and you want to just have fun shooting it, because some of these high-end pistols, like we'll talk about the Staccatos, we'll talk about the Atlas, we'll talk about the Prodigy, I've heard is pretty good. They shoot brilliant. But when it comes down, you ask the question, is it practical? That's kind of where I go with the practicality.
Well, from the standpoint of, and this is the thing that I look at. So I don't see too many guys buying Atlas guns and carrying them in law enforcement.
No.
The Prodigy was a Springfield attempt to redo the Staccato and try to crash in and take that segment because of their price point.
Yep.
Except the problem with the Prodigy, according to what I've heard, I have not shot one. But, I mean, I know Joe Chambers, and Joe Chambers got one and evaluated, and he said, well, I could bring it to the same levels as Staccato for about $2,800.
Yep.
Which just sort of, you know, means more you could just go buy a Staccato.
So my question is...
Yes.
All right. I have no problem with law enforcement using whatever gun they want to get.
Right.
You know, if they want to buy a $10,000 Cabot gun,
right,
go do it and rock it out.
Mm.
I back the blue. I do. What I don't back is something that is functional for $500, $600, $700. I'm talking Glock 6. being taken away for something that is functional as well for $3,000, and it's not coming out of the cop's pocket.
Right. Well,
that's coming out of our pocket.
See,
and that bothers me.
That's the one thing that's never been explained to me. I don't know if they're authorized or if they've been adopted. If they're authorized, I would imagine that means the cops can buy them and carry them. Now,
if that's the case, all for it.
With the U.S. Marshals, when the U.S. Marshals adopted the gun, we bought them. Although I'm almost certain that they didn't pay. Like, they bought the Staccato P, which is the least expensive of the Staccatos, at $2,000. I'm almost certain they didn't pay $2,000 for a Staccato.
Yeah.
I mean, and as a matter of fact, the guy that was in charge of the testing for the U.S. Marshals was so impressed with the gun that he resigned from the U.S. Marshals and works for Staccato now.
Yeah.
Mike Bendo.
And that's where us as voters and citizens need to... Well, voter citizens, but also gun guys and gun enthusiasts and people in the 2A community need to get away from the, oh, that's so awesome, so-and-so precinct, they're all getting Staccatos,
right.
And go, wait. We're paying for those Staccatos. Our tax dollars are paying for those Staccatos. If it is a gun that gives them a very marked advantage, okay, I guess. But what's the market advantage between a Glock 17 and a Staccato? Outside of coolness and runs a little smoother.
Well, I'm sure it's probably more accurate, too.
I think people shoot Glocks pretty dang good.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, for me, I have an issue with Glocks. I mean, a stock Glock with that angle for me with my hands is just
okay,
nuts.
Well, then we'll go... SIG or 8K VP9.
VP9, I could run it all day long. I would have no problem running it.
$100,000.
Yeah, but I'd have no problem with the VP9. I would have no problem with the SIG with a straight trigger.
Right. Why do we get all excited for, you know, and in cars too, you know, oh, the cops are getting the Chargers now, and they got this engine, and car people are like, oh, heck yeah, that's awesome. Whoa. They're getting the Hellcat? What? Yeah. You know, taxpayers need to think about how our tax dollars are being spent. You know, if I'm running a frugal household and we're on a strip steak budget and my son comes home with a bunch of, you know, bone-in ribeyes, I'm going to be ticked off.
Yeah.
It's still meat. It's still beef protein, but one's a lot more expensive and fancier.
Right.
So... If a Glock or a SIG or a HK runs and can protect the
Hold that thought.
Yeah,
we'll continue
ahead.
This on the other side.
Holding.
Geeking Out with Zeke Stout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents. Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in the United States has been outpacing inflation, bank rate analyst Sarah Foster points out.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
And the NFL is back. Kansas City taking on the Lions tonight. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load talking. We're geeking out with Zeke Stout as we do. And one thing that we didn't mention is that MGS Trade School, you can still get in and start your new education, your reclassification, your reinvention of yourself for $99. And how long does that go on?
Falling on a budget.
Yeah. Say what?
Talking about a frugal household.
Yeah.
Talking about a frugal household.
So, that's pretty frugal.
Now it is. I mean, you know, we're talking about the similar things with taxpayers' dollars going to high-end guns.
Right.
With MGS, with other schools, you know, you can pay upwards of $20,000, $30,000, and you get a build, you get a handful of hand tools, you get a degree that you don't necessarily need, and you're, you know, either just spent a lot of money or you're up to your eyeballs in debt with it. With ours, you get the build, you get the certificate, you get what I would say, and I'd stand behind this, one of the best curriculums for gunsmithing around. And at the end of the course, you get a toolkit that'll help you start your own business or take it to a shop and start being a gunsmith at a shop somewhere. I think that's a very important part of it. And all of that you get for under $6,000.
Right.
So, talk about frugality. There you go.
That's some serious frugality.
Yep.
Serious frugality. And that is at mgs.edu. If you're into that kind of thing, if you're looking for that kind of thing, then this is where you need to go. Now let's get back to the other frugality about practicality, if we can. Now, the only thing wrong with the thing that you're supposing when you're talking about the tax dollars is that you are supposing that there's going to be a transparent process by which we could question that.
Well, or not. I thought the government told us the truth.
Now, let's shift from handguns to rifles now.
To our specific NSA agents and FBI agents that listen to Phil and I. We're just kidding with you.
Well, Zeke is anyway. Zeke is. I'm not. But anyway, back to what we were just talking about are handguns. And handguns, for some reason, handguns seem to be more pricey in the custom realm, or at least in my opinion, than are the long guns. And yet some of the long guns are, they're almost like at a bargain price compared to the handguns, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are getting that way nowadays. Which is weird, because back, I guess it was after Newtown, the assault weapons here then, you know, old SKSs that you used to get for a couple $100.
Yeah.
Shot up to $800-$900 and never come down.
Oh, yeah.
So long guns all of a sudden went sky high. Well, now the handguns have caught up. Wow. I went to school in Tennessee. I have caught up and surpassed a lot of these long guns. It's interesting to see how it's not like any other commodity. The price of eggs fluctuates up and down, and it's fluctuated up and down a lot in the past couple of years. But guns do it off of fear. The egg thing, maybe a little bit during COVID, but let's go back before COVID, right? Let's forget about the COVID. Let's throw those years out. Eggs would go up with inflation, pretty much. Milk would go up with inflation. Or maybe, a cattle farm got destroyed. So then you'd have a little bump in milk prices or something like that. The gun industry, our prices fluctuate based off people being afraid if their guns are going to get taken from them. And that's odd. And I'm a capitalist, 100%. I'm a capitalist. So I don't fault gun stores and gun manufacturers for raising the prices if people are paying for it. If people pay a price, that's what it's worth. That's how capitalism works. But is there something deeper there that we shouldn't push past the certain level? If a Mosin Nagant goes for $150 normally, and then there's a scare that bolt-action rifles are going to get taken away from us, and all of a sudden those Mosin Nagants are flying off the shelf, and every time you get one, you could sell it for $400 or $500. Okay, I get that. But where's the line where you're like, that's ridiculous, dude? Is it $1,000? Is it $1,500? Is it $2,000? At what point do we draw the moral line with that?
I don't know that I would necessarily call it a moral line, but I mean, one of the things that interests me is like one of the rifles. I'm not a big bolt gun kind of guy.
Right.
But I think one of the most practical bolt rifles I've ever seen in my life is the Scout rifle.
Yep.
And when it first came out, with the Steyr one that Cooper came out with, that was a pretty pricey rifle. And it was, what was it, a couple of thousand when Cooper was still alive?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Then the Ruger one came out, and it's $1,300. And everybody's going, oh, what a bargain. But now you see Mossberg has come out with the one, and it's $700.
Oh, wow.
So now, this is where the questions begin in my mind. Are the guns that Ruger is selling, are they worth $1,300, or are they only worth $700, or are the Mossberg guns just cheaper guns because they're cheaper quality? And I'd be willing to bet that we're probably paying for the Ruger name.
Probably, most likely.
But, I mean, now for me, I'm as a Scout fan, which I had one and I gave it up, and I may be looking at getting another one at some point because I really want to try precision shooting, and I would probably do it with the Scout rifle. And so I'm thinking about that, but I'm thinking that I'm probably going to go with the Mossberg.
Mossberg's a good one. I mean, Mossberg, there's a few companies out there, and I shouldn't say this because I don't want to jinx them, because Remington was forever, you know, the gold standard. And we all know what happened to Remington.
Right.
But, you know, Mossberg puts out good products, and they've kind of been a little innovative, and I give them kudos for that. You know, you haven't seen the old traditional companies being very innovative lately. I mean, and I'm going to throw a jab at Smith & Wesson because they're cheating off Kel-Tec homework right now. And it kind of makes me sick because Smith & Wesson is, I mean, they're Smith & Wesson. I mean, there are people that call their guns, I'm going to go get my Smith & Wesson, and it's not even a Smith & Wesson. I mean, that's how iconic that name is.
Right, it's become a Xerox name.
Yeah, and they're ripping Kel-Tec off, and everybody sees it, and people are commenting. And then what do? They release another gun that's like a Kel-Tec gun. So I don't understand that, but there I went on the rabbit trail. Mossberg, I think, would be a good call just because it's a good record.
Yeah, Mossberg is, I mean, as far as shotguns are concerned, Mossberg is the guy now, right? Remington pretty much hung it up. There's no more 870s to be had.
Is there much of anything anymore?
I can't remember who bought Remington. Somebody bought Remington's name. Somebody bought the ammunition.
So Freedom Group bought them first.
I'll tell you what. Hang on. Hold that thought. Okay. MGS Trade School, this is where you can go get a new profession set up right now. Started right now. $99. MGS.edu. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Just because we can. It's been a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. For those of you that are interested in a new trade, if you want to be a gunsmith, well, for $99 down, you can start that journey with MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. You'll hear us talk about it one more time before we go away for the day. We've been talking about practicality, and I guess really it becomes a relative thing in certain cases. And is it fair to say that, sometimes it actually comes down to survivability? Who's gonna still be around in a few years? That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. People that build a good reputation for themselves and their guns, they'll last. They'll have the staying power. Because that word of mouth is really strong in our industry.
Well, look at what just happened. Look at what just happened to CZ. Did you see that?
Yeah, what happened?
So CZ got acquired.
What?
They got acquired. All that work that got done out of Kansas City, where they uh-huh. They brought this is where the P-10s came out, and this is where the Dan Wessons were coming around and everything was great, and everything was, it was so stupendous. Well, I think they got acquired by Vista Group, and everybody.
Okay, well, then I'm good with that, but go ahead.
But everybody at CZ's been let go, and now they're moving everything to Connecticut.
Okay, I'm not good with that. This Outdoor Group is a great company.
Yeah.
I'll give them props.
I may be wrong about who acquired them, but I mean.
If it's Vista, that's fine. But like the Freedom Group thing that happened with Remington,
yeah.
Or the Remington Bushmaster, there were six or seven of them. And they just ran them into the ground. And it kind of like, did they not have very good business acumen? Because I've met one of the execs and he seems very bright.
Well, the same group that bought all those guys, they bought Para Ordnance. That was a great gun.
Yeah.
Don't exist today, but it was a great gun. They bought DPMS. That was a pretty decent AR. Bushmaster exists now, but only in name.
Yeah.
They got bought
Does
by
Freedom
Franklin
Group
Armory.
Even exist?
I don't know.
It almost felt like, and I could, this is total conspiracy theory. I'm just saying what it felt like, right? But it felt this weird vibe like they ran these gun companies into the ground on purpose.
Right.
How do you take one of the largest gun manufacturers in history in Remington and destroy it?
Just drive it right into the ground.
I don't know that. Right. I don't understand that. That would be like you and I buy Ford. We became gazillionaires last night. And we buy Ford, which is been one of the most long-lasting, reputable. Oh yeah, by the way, they made the first car in history. We buy that company, and within 5 years, Ford is no more. Like, how does that happen? I don't know that I'll ever understand.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to do that. I mean, look at look right now what they're doing with electric cars.
Yep.
Ford is losing. They lost $3 billion on the Ford Lightning last year, just on one car.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess it really, if you get past the fundamentals, if you get to this point where you think you're smarter than the market,
mm-hmm.
Market's probably going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. I agree. And typically in any industry, it's going to be like that. You know, if you get a little cocky, it's gonna bring you back down there.
Yeah. In any event, I'm carrying. I'm going against my own mantra right now because my everyday carry is a staccato. And my AR that is my primary AR. Well, I don't know. I think it actually was worth a whole lot less prior to the rule, and then when the rule got changed and it stopped being an AR pistol, and I had to turn it into a SBR. I didn't have to, but I did because I was a scaredy cat. It's probably worth less now.
Yeah.
But it started out being worth something.
Yeah, it does. And that's why, you know, when I hear people talk about investing in guns, yeah, do guns mostly hold their value? Sure. But laws can screw that up big time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If it's a pistol that never gets legislated out of legality, yeah, it's going to hold its value and probably go up. Same thing with rifles, same thing with shotguns. But the laws and how the ATF and everybody is just willy-nilly, we're going to say this is okay, but then 2 years later, nah, it's not okay. This is okay, too. Wait, no, let's take that back. If the people talk about too many guns being like the Wild West, these legislators are like the Wild West. The ATF is like that. It's like, hey, the wind started blowing east instead of west. Let's change our minds on this law. It has been okay with people forever. That's a whole another geek out show we can go down.
I really think, as far as guns are concerned, probably the only guns that are really worth an investment, a big investment, would be like George Patton's pearl-handled revolvers or something. You know, a gun that had belonged to a historical figure. But beyond that, I guess there's going to be guns that are going to cost more than other guns. And I guess the polymer gun just makes a gun affordable for everybody out there.
Well, it's like anything else. You know, a lot of times people think things are good investment because they bought it 10 years ago and now it's worth more. Well, unless it kept up with inflation, gold is the perfect example, right? One, it's hard as hell to store. Two, you can't walk into Kroger with a gold bullion bar and say, I want this. Is it an investment? Yeah, sure. Gold is going to be worth money and it's always going to be worth money. It's always going to be able to barter and trade with it.
Right.
But it's not this huge investment that these gold selling companies tell you. Because like in 1980, it was $800 an ounce. Well, now it's like $1,300, $1,400 an ounce, somewhere in there. That's not keeping up with inflation. You know, so you're really not having a good investment. For it to be a good investment, it'd need to be up around $3,000. You know, if you bought into the S&P, what is it, $5,500, whatever,
yeah.
Back in 80 for the same amount. And now it's going to be worth a whole hell of a lot more than what's sold. So, anyway, that's another, we could talk about investment in another show, too.
Of course.
Like investing in your future with MGS.
MGS Trade School, MGS.edu. This would be a good time to do it because we're coming down to that moment where we just have a few moments left. And,
kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. So for those of you that are out there and you look at this stuff, just remember this. A good gunsmith can build and can work on any gun, the high end and the low end, and you're the one that makes it work. And some people have true talent, but you got to start somewhere.
But and you get the right FFL license when you get your FFL to where you can be a manufacturer. A good gunsmith can create some amazing. That's what I want to see. I want to see more innovation. I want to see more of our graduates and not just our graduates, gunsmiths in general, doing really cool innovations with guns to where you can be the next Nighthawk Custom. You could be the next Jesse James. You could be the next Cabot gun. It's possible. You just got to put that effort in. You have to put the work in and get the knowledge.
Well, I mean, the innovation and everything, it starts with, a very good set of fundamentals. And that's what you guys teach. And that will be where the next Nighthawk will discover itself, will be at an MGS trade school, very likely. That would be my guess, anyway. But for $99 right now, you can get started on this, and you may be the next, the next Wilson Combat, the next Jesse James, who can tell? You never know until you take that shot. And with as many new gun owners out there, I would imagine there's a pretty big need for gunsmiths that is going on as we go. But before we run out of time, first of all, thank you very much for taking time away from the family to spend some time here. As we can geek out, I appreciate that. That's some good stuff. And you will hear from you'll hear from Zeke again, because geeking out is fun. And as for me, I'll be back in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Loaded.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.